This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Well, happy Friday. We made it. We are live here on News Radio 930 WBEN at the Erie County Fair. And let me tell you, it's a great way to get your weekend started. We've got people here. We've got the Plinko going, money to the SPCA. Paul Hamilton's running the Plinko board right now, so come by, say hi to Paul, give your dollar to the SPCA, and play Plinko to win a prize. A lot of other great stuff going on here. Now, today was supposed to be Joe Beamer Blooming Onion Day, okay? But I left my wallet. I do not have my wallet on me. So that will be moved to Monday, and Monday will be Blooming Onion Day. So just don't worry. The social media content will be there. Or just moving it to Monday instead of today. Now, today is also a very one of my, it's the opening of one of my favorite events every year, and that is registration to the Turkey Trot. Now, I don't celebrate the registration, but I love the Turkey Trot. It's the best way, in my opinion, to start off Thanksgiving. And to talk about it, we have Danielle Roberts, the Vice President of Community Impact at the YMCA. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. And
what,
I agree with
what does
the best way to start off your Thanksgiving before all the pies?
Yes, for sure, for sure. Now, today's the registration is open, and this has got to be an exciting day for you guys because the clock really does start ticking down to the big event.
Yeah, the clock is ticking, and we already just opened at 11, and we've already had over 500 people register. And, you know, the sooner you register, the more you save, because right now is early bird registration.
Early bird registration. So what are the price levels, Danielle, if we sign up today, and how long do we have to get it at this introductory price?
Sure. So early bird goes from August 8th through October 3rd, and that's at $39. And then we go to the general registration period, which is October 4th through the 14th at $44. Then we call the latecomer registration, which is November 15th to November 23rd. That's $49. And then last chance registration, November 24th to the 27th at 55. And the race does sell out every year. We have over 14,000 runners running the 8K race on Thanksgiving morning.
Now, Danielle, what is that cap for registrations?
We cap it at 14,000 because of the post-race party. Everyone loves the Turkey Trot race, but they love to get together with friends and family at the post-race party, which is at the convention center, and that max is $14,000.
So on Thanksgiving morning, and, you know, I run this every year. Like I said, it's my favorite way to start, and it's a party. You know, now there are people that I know run it, so we get together afterwards, and you go to the convention center, sorry, and it's dressed up for the world's largest disco, which is also, kind of cool, adds to the event. But for those who may have never done the Turkey Trot before, what would you say is the biggest selling point of the Turkey Trot that's running its 130th time this year?
Yeah, it's our 130th time, and it is known as the oldest consecutively run foot race in the world, actually. And I think the most cherished thing is that this is a Buffalo tradition, and it brings thousands of people together on Thanksgiving morning, rain, snow, or shine, and it brings together people of all ability. So you can be a runner, a jogger, a walker, but all ages are together celebrating this Buffalo tradition. So whether you're dressed up for the costume contest, or if you're just walking to enjoy this big old family reunion with your friends and family, or if you're there for the party, for the live music and the camaraderie afterwards, I think it's just a Buffalo tradition. And the one thing I love about Buffalo is that, yes, we're the city of good neighbors, and they understand that this race supports YMCA. It's a cause. It's not just an 8K race on Thanksgiving, but every single dollar goes right back into the community.
That's right. The great stuff the Y does for the Western New York community. And, you know, you mentioned the 8K. You know, it's not a 5K. It is an 8K, almost 5 miles through the city of Buffalo, ending up downtown. Now, the costume contest, Danielle, what's your favorite and what's the most unique costume? They could be the same, or maybe they're different, that you have seen throughout the years.
Right. So I've been with the Y for going on 14 years now, and one of the costumes that I loved was someone was dressed as Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and they literally had meatballs and spaghetti all over, hanging from an umbrella in a suit. It was the coolest thing I've seen. But then the group costume that I loved the most was Bill's Mafia. They had Pancho Villa, they had the table, they had all the Buffalo stuff and the Bills. It was so cool to see. And it was just like a, you know, real Buffalo tradition costume. But you'll see it all, from Grinches to turkeys to pilgrims, Santa Claus. You'll see it all.
I love that, you know, and the costumes add to it. And you know what else I love? I love the people who line the road as you're running to the convention center. You've got people who, you know, they've made it. Their tradition is to come out and cheer the runners on. I mean, everything about it is just absolutely great. And I'm so happy that it's continuing 130th year. And like I said, I cannot imagine Thanksgiving being the same without starting it at that start line. Now, is Tom Puckett still doing the voice this year?
Yes, he is the announcing voice for the Turkey Trot, and we're so happy to have the support of everyone. I mean, it's not just a race; it's a celebration.
It really is, and I know there's the shuttles. I have to say, I take full advantage of the shuttles every year, Danielle. I like to park at that parking garage diagonal from the convention center, get on one of the school buses. I have a playlist. I've listened to the exact same playlist from the garage to the start line, and then I switch it for my Turkey Trot playlist, which is mostly just the NSYNC Christmas album, and that has been the tradition the entire time I've been running the Turkey Trot. So that's another thing to look for. You can park downtown and take that shuttle right to the start line.
Absolutely, yes. It is a tradition. I'm glad you got your music going. We will have the shuttles. I mean, the only change I would make people know that this year, you know, the Delaware Y location is closed, but no worries. The start line is still the same, and we will have a tent, an information tent for runners outside, and the porta potties and all the same things that people are used to. This will be the same.
Danielle, you took my next question. I mean, when I have to make sure that the porta potties are there and ready. But again, don't get there with 2 seconds before start time, because you're going to miss the start of the race, because the line kind of builds up for those porta johns the closer we get to the start time.
Yeah, it builds up. Everyone's out there. I mean, the costume contest, like we talked about, it kicks off right at 8:30. The race starts sharply at 9 a.m.
I can't wait. Danielle, I am so happy that the registration's open. You know, I am not one to wish summer away, okay? That's not me. I'm not wishing summer away. But, you know, the one thing is when the seasons change, you got football and then you got the turkey trot. And I could not be more excited to get those things going, get the clock running. And, Danielle, I'm sure we'll talk again before the turkey trot, but hope to see you there on Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. And registration is open, ymcaturkeytrot.org.
All right, go and sign up. That is Danielle Roberts. She is the Vice President of Community Impact at the YMCA. And I pressed the wrong button there, at the YMCA. And we thank her for joining us this afternoon. Registration's open. And you guys know, I talk about this all the time, you know how much I love the turkey trot. I mean, it is the people there. You get, you know, everyone's talking, everyone's cheering up. They start the race. You hear Tom Puckett's voice. I mean, can you imagine starting your Thanksgiving without hearing Tom Puckett's voice as he is telling you to get ready, you go, you run, and you see everybody, right? You see people that might be cheering you on. They're blasting music for you, high fives. I saw Sal Capaccio one year on the side, high-fiving runners. It is a great time, and like I said, it's a great way to start Thanksgiving. You don't feel as guilty when you go for thirds or fourths on Thanksgiving, and then the after party at the convention center. Again, the convention center dressed up for the world's largest disco, so that kind of adds to it, right? You got the disco ball going, you got live music, you got Tom Puckett there giving the awards, and you've got a few adult beverages that you can enjoy responsibly while you catch up with people every year. You know, I always, Dave Leventhal, our friend Dave Leventhal, he runs the Turkey Trot. He comes up and runs it every year. And we meet up at the convention center. But I'll tell you, every year I see someone that I have, I don't know how, there's 14,000 people. That's how. Every year I will run into some of that after party that I haven't seen in a decade. You know, and we'll get talking. Then my wife will be texting me. You said you're only staying for a drink and coming home before noon. And next thing you know, I'm not home before one because I get caught talking. I didn't mean to break the plans. But it is always a really fun time, and I love what the Y does and how they put it on. I'm hoping this could be the year that I wear a GoPro as I'm running. We'll have to. I probably should have asked Danielle Roberts that while she was on the phone. But I'd like to do something, and you know, the Y can use the video. I think that would just be fun to run along with me on Thanksgiving. So the 130th annual YMCA Turkey Trot registration's open, and I would tell you to register right now. $39. You're not going to get it that cheap. You're not going to get that cheap again. Now you have till October 3rd to register, but $39 gets you signed up. It gets you your shirt. It gets you your packet, and it gets you that ticket into the after party, and again, where you can enjoy adult beverages responsibly. And then you go home. There's football on. You get to spend it with your family. I love Thanksgiving. You know, I love the holiday season. And there is a Christmas tree tent here at the fair. Of course, I went and I took pictures and showed my wife. Hey, you gotta take some pictures when you get here. We gotta take some pictures in the Christmas tent. But I love the holiday season, and you know, I like to start listening to Christmas music in September, and I know you guys call me crazy, but I mean, Thanksgiving really is the official kickoff of the holiday season, and throwing the turkey trot in there, I've got some Christmas music blasting in my ears as we run, and again, you see people, you see certain leaders in the community who might make an appearance, so it's always a lot of fun, and I can't imagine starting Thanksgiving any different. And hopefully in a few years, my son can start registering and can run it with me as well. 803-0930, star 930. So that is open as of 11 o'clock this morning. Again, all you have to do is go to YMCA Turkey Trot. I want to make sure I got the right website here. You want to go to the YMCA Turkey Trot website and register. I will put a link on my socials for that. Now, we are here at the Erie County Fair, and we've met so many of the listeners so far. It's so nice to meet you and have some conversation when we're off the air. So really happy that we get to be here and reach out to the community and meet some of the listeners. And like I said, I won't be here tomorrow, but I'll be here I'll be here Sunday for Hardline, and then I'll be here all next week, 1 to 3, doing this show. Now, the fair did announce that they set a record on opening day, 164,384 pounds of food donated on the opening day of the Erie County Fair, and that is all going to feed more Western New York. So that is a great stat. And you know, the one thing about Western New York, now we can sit here and we will question why is the county in the shape that so many people are dependent. But the good news is that we have a county of giving people. Right, Western New York, we might bicker, we might have our disagreement, but we are giving people, and we are there for our neighbors. You see it in the winter, right, when there's people that are shoveling their neighbors' walk if they're not home or if they're getting older. And when we have people who are in need, when we have Western New Yorkers who are in need, we are there to help them. And that is evident of the food raised and the food donated on the opening day of the fair. So thank you, everyone, for participating in that and putting toward that that statistic. Now, today is Firefighters Day at the Erie County Fair, and we will be joined after the break with Larry Rowland. He is with the Erie County Volunteer Firearms Association, Firemen's. I said Firemen's and then I say Firearms because I'm sorry. Firemen's Association. He'll be there to talk about not only what this day means, but you know what's going on in the firefighter community. What do they need? All that great stuff we'll talk about with Larry after the break here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And then at 2 o'clock, after the 2 o'clock news with Brayton Wilson, we will be joined by Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. He is at the fair. He's actually, it's funny, so if you're at our booth, the county offices are across the way. I mean, it's literally a 50-foot walk over to the county offices here at the county fair. So we will talk with Mickey Kearns at 2 o'clock. And through it all, we're taking your calls and your texts, 803-0930, star 930. And if you're going to be at the fair before 3 o'clock today, I'd love you to stop by, say hi. If you are going to be at the fair Sunday, like I said, I'll be here till noon. And all next week, I'll be here 1 to 3 doing this very show here at the Odyssey Tent. Give a dollar, play Plinko, win a great prize, and give to the great people over at the SPCA. Again, we are located right by the New York Lotto Expo Center. So if you see the New York Lottery, well, guess what? You're not too far from us. Come in, say hi. We'd love to talk with you, and we'd love to see you play Plinko and win a great prize. So it's Joe Beamer live at the Erie County Fair. When we come back, we'll be talking with Larry Rowland from the Erie County Volunteer Firemen's Association here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, welcome back. It is Joe Beamer here live at the fair on News Radio 930 WBEN. And let me tell you guys, this is embarrassing for me because I am not great at names. This is what the AI will do. So we are here with two members from the Firemen's Association.
I'm Larry Rowland from the Volunteer Firemen's Association. And Tony here is the chief, one of the chiefs of the Armor Fire Department.
Yes, I'm Tony Bianis. I'm the second assistant chief of the Armor Fire Company. We are the fire company on the grounds for the Erie County Fair.
Okay, so let me ask you. So you are on duty at the fairgrounds even when the fair is not going on?
We are here. There's a lot more that happens in the property than people think.
Yes.
It's a year-round operation. There's always something going on, and we are the fire company 24/7, 365 for the Erie County Fairgrounds, and we also provide EMS services to the fairgrounds outside of the Erie County Fair. So year-round, except for the 12 days of summer, we are the ambulance for the Erie County Fair as well.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because this might sound like a dumb question, but is this the busiest you guys are all year?
Our call volume's growing every year.
Okay.
As far as manpower goes, yes. I mean, we have multiple members. We have about 40 members in our fire company, and a lot of them take their vacation from work or spend their free time here at the fairgrounds. So as far as manpower goes, hour-wise, this is our biggest commitment of the year.
Okay.
But calls are every day, year-round. So.
Now, is this volunteer?
We are 100% volunteer.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, and Larry, this is Firefighters Day here at
yes.
the fair. So what does this day, what's the message you're getting out on this Fireman's Day?
Well, first of all, we're going to have a flyby by Mercy flight today. It should be around 7 o'clock. Then right after that, we're going to go into our ceremony. And it's to all the firefighters that have died, not in the line of fire, but anyone that's been a member of the Volunteer Association or paid, that we remember them. And it's a very solemn day for us. I mean, we used to have a larger gathering of people here, but it's gotten toned down over the years. But it's still a great event. I hope everyone come out and see it.
Now, you said volunteer and paid. In Western New York, do we have more volunteer firefighter services or paid?
Yes, there's quite a few more volunteers than paid.
Now, what are some of the, I don't want to say struggles, but what are some of the things that face a volunteer fire station compared to a paid? Like something, say, Snyder Fire Department compared to the city fire department?
Well, it's the biggest problem is getting new recruits in that can stay in, because it's 140 hours plus to become an interior firefighter. Then from there, you got to keep taking classes. And it's sad because most of the young people, when they get up in the age where they need better income, they move out of the area, so we lose all that training.
All the people leaving. I think my fire department, it's not Harris Hill, it's Clarence Center Fire Department. Is something like that, are they always looking for recruits? Are they always looking for people to sign up?
Yes, by all means. We're all always looking for new recruits.
What kind of availability, do you look for from your average recruit?
Well, if they're young coming in, you go through all the classes. And then whatever you can help, you can help. But usually they have different amounts that you've got to make to be a member in good standings. Then once you get past that, there's like the 100 Club or other clubs where you actually receive kibbles and bits for going beyond.
Yeah. All right.
I think one of the biggest problems is time. Everyone's busy now. People are working two, three jobs. Back in the day, the wife stayed home and the husbands worked, and then the husbands went to the fire hall after work. I'm 45 years old. I've been doing this for 30 years. I joined when I was 15 years old as a junior firefighter. I grew up in the fire department. My father was a member before I was even born, so when I turned of age to join, it was all I knew. What the trend is now in many fire companies in Erie County is an hours program, where if you commit a certain amount of hours a month, you don't have to make the requirements that Larry talked about, is how many calls and trainings and stuff like that. So check with your local volunteer fire department, and you might be able to find one that has an hours program that makes it a lot more manageable for people's time.
Now, what are some of the perks? What are some of the perks of, obviously, you know, protecting your community against fire, but what are some of the perks of...
Well, the volunteer fire department has always been called the poor man's social club, okay? So you have access to the fire station, and, you know, and sometimes they have game rooms and places to watch TV, gym memberships, and it's a second family. It really is. You're going to be friends and family for life, you know, in the volunteer fire service.
You guys have the big meals, you know, in the movies we see the big meals at the fire hall. Does that
some places do that, you know? Some places do that.
And there'll be... You know, because I drive by, like, again, I grew up by the Snyder Fire Department, so I drive by that one a lot. And it seems like there's always someone there. It seems like there's always someone in the building. Yeah. Is that usually the case at these?
Yeah, it's majority of the time. You'll find someone there, you know. With the varying ages of membership, a lot of the retired guys, they maintain the fire station during the day. They snowplow in the wintertime. You know, they cut the grass in the summer. So I know at my fire station, you'll probably find someone there pretty much all the time.
Is there a cable subscription?
Yes, there is. Yes.
Good, good. Larry, you know, so obviously we see, you know, obviously we know fires. Fire, you know, the firefighters show up for. What are the calls that the average fire department will show up for?
Your majority of calls seem lately as EMS is getting the majority of calls. Then you get your structure fires, your little fires, but MVA is also a lot of car accidents.
Did we see a lot of calls, like, on the 4th of July? Because I noticed more and more people have fireworks now. It seems like everyone's doing their own fireworks in their backyard. Do we see many calls from that?
Not as much as we thought we would.
Wow, okay.
You know, because, A, the fireworks that they're buying at your Walmarts or your any store, they're not the big ones that the pros use. So the people that are really into fireworks will go to a show and see the real ones.
Yeah.
Or they go to Pennsylvania and bring them up. That's where you get the problem.
Now, you talked about the classes and being there for EMS. What, you know, what are the things that the volunteer, all firefighters, are trained on? What's the training that you go through when you sign up?
Well, your first one, it should be your exterior, which they changed the name again on me. And, you know, you get your exterior. Then you can also go to fire police, where you take a training on directing traffic, keeping people safe. And then you learn, you know, rail car safety, swift water rescue. You know, you don't think that there's a lot of water, but think of all the water you got around Snyder.
Right, yeah.
A lot of ponds, you know, what round UB, you know, there's a lot of water. So the rescue there comes in handy. You know, just not, it's not only the lake that it needs water rescue. And there's a lot of other things that work out, you know, ropes.
Yeah.
I mean, our rope team gets sent to all over the place to do rope rescue.
Now, this is, again, a random question that came up, guys, but that's just how my interviews go. The washing of the fire truck, I can't imagine that's an easy job. Who washes the fire truck?
Every time it comes back, it gets washed.
Really?
Every time.
Wow, okay.
We brought five here from East Aurora. It's in the building over here. When that goes back, if it's just me and Tom that brought it here, Tom and I will be the ones washing it and cleaning it.
Wow, look at that. Okay. Now, usually your fire truck is red, right? That's the red fire truck. But then Harris Hill, they have like a blue and white fire truck. What's up with that?
Well, and if you go to the Indians, they got orange and black and orange and blue. And who's got the full green ones now? Everyone's switching to different color. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Because everyone gets used to the red, and people don't pay attention to us.
Right.
I mean, I've been in the chief's vehicle going to a scene, and people don't even pull over for chief's vehicles.
That drives me crazy when I see that. People just continue to go, and you're right on their butt, and they won't pull over to the right and give way. I get so frustrated by that on the road. And you see it, unfortunately, more often.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So today, Firefighters Day, we got the flyover at 7
yes.
By Mercy Flight. Any other message you want to get out there for the people?
Come join, come see our building, and you can join the Erie County Volunteer Firemen's Association. We're always looking for new members and help. We run the Erie County building for the 12 days of summer. Come on over and check it out. We'll have you go through the maze.
That sounds great. Sounds great. Tony?
My biggest advice is if you're thinking about it, just try it.
Okay.
Just try it. You might find that you have more availability than you thought you had. And it's very addicting, you know, the adrenaline and the calls. You know, the person who thinks that they can't do it but has an interest in trying, once they try it, they discover that they can do it just fine.
I do have another question. This might be a tough question, but what is your most memorable call you've been on, both of you?
Oh, that's a hard one to say. Without getting into, like, gory details, some medical calls, you know, you see some stuff that really, you know, sticks in your mind a little bit. But, you know, we are the ones that are, when people need help, we're the ones they expect to come help, and we just have to get through it and do it.
Yeah, yeah. Larry?
Yeah, I'm on the same one. I've been to a lot of motor vehicle accidents that weren't too fun. Getting the people through it, you know. And we got in East Aurora, we got Tom Morris. He's our chaplain, and he helps a lot with just not East Aurora Fire Department. He got called over to Jamison Road for a couple weeks ago. A bad incident happened out near us.
All right.
So
now, obviously, you know, we've been talking about all the things but fire that you guys do. But do you have tips out there? You know, I mean, fortunately, we don't hear of too many fires, but it seems lately in the news, like, you'll get 4 fires in a day, right? And then nothing. So what are some of the common causes of a house fire that you are seeing in 2025?
Usually it is from fall to winter, the lighting of the wood stove. That always gives us the chimney fire. Then the people that clean their fire pit out and put it in a garbage can.
Oof.
That always can, you know, in a plastic garbage can. That always gives us a few. And people grilling next to the house and set the siding on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Another big fire cause we're seeing is these lithium batteries that are in scooters and stuff like that. The kids have these e-bikes and scooters. Those are causing a lot of fires around the country.
What is up with the kids on the e-bikes? You know, or on the e-scooters? The e-bikes, like the e-scooters. Like the e-scooters, I feel like when you turn my age, that's when you start getting on the e-scooter. When you're a kid, you should be on a bike.
A
bicycle. You should be moving.
Yep.
You know, it's crazy. There are every kid in my neighborhood. See, I mean, fortunately, my kid's only 2. Every kid in my neighborhood has a electric scooter, and they just circle the neighborhood. I can sit there and count them with a watch. And they're every, you know, 2 minutes, they're circling in front of the house. Get a bike.
Yeah. I hear you.
One of my most memorable moments as a kid was learning was when the training wheels were taken off the bike, and I just kept crashing right into the thorn bush. And I know that's 100% the truth. There was a thorn bush right there. I kept crashing right into it. My parents said, nope, you're going to learn how to ride this bike. Now you have a motor to it.
Yeah.
So now for those, so keep those out of the house, right? Don't put the scooter in the garage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're charging it, I would make sure that you don't charge it overnight indoors.
Yeah, okay.
You know, as people say, oh, well, where are you going to charge it? You know, maybe don't charge it overnight when people are sleeping.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, another thing I never do when everyone's asleep is run the dryer. Mm-hmm. Do you see dryer fire, like fires caused by the dryer being left on unattended?
It happens, but it's not, you know, I think that's an old, you know, wives' tale.
Okay.
Where, you know,
because, you know, growing up, we could never have the dryer on. So now, you know, if I have clothes dry, I have, I'm going to be late. I got to wait for this dryer to be on.
They happen, but they're not as common as people think.
Well, Larry, Tony, great meeting you. Great seeing you. Get on out here tonight. Go see them and the flyover at 7 o'clock. And
I gave one more cheap plug.
Of course.
If you're visiting the fair, the Armor Volunteer Fire Company has a pole tab trailer. We are at trackside by the Bazaar building. Come out and try your luck.
Yes, I saw the pull tabs, and I will be there. Not today, but one day during the fair, I will be there to pull some tabs.
All right.
God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. That is Larry and Tony, and they're going to be – this is the day. This is Firefighters Day here at the fair. You heard all the stuff. Get out there. Hey, if you have an interest, I think Tony said it best. If you have an interest, just try it. You know, go sign up, and you might be surprised how much you fall in love with it. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. And we are live here at the Erie County Fair. The Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're at the fair, obviously go see them. Stop by, see us. We are here. Paul Hamilton's got the Plinko board going. He's got some great prizes. $1 to the SPCA gets you to try it, the Plinko board. And if you win, you get some great station prizes from our Odyssey stations here in Buffalo. 803-0930, star 930. That also gets you on the show. Anything we've talked about that you want to comment on. It was great hearing from Larry and Tony. Any firefighters out there that want to add anything double down on anything they said, we'd love to hear from you as well. They talked about recruitment, and we just assume that, you know, the fire hall's full, that there's that there's enough firefighters, but it happens when you assume. But all the great work they do, every neighborhood, every town has a fire department, and we want to make sure that they have everything they need to do their job, because it could be you that needs them one day. So very fortunate for the work they do, and again, today is all about the firefighters in Western New York, and we'll be remembering those who have passed this evening with the flyover. So make sure if you are here, you go by and see that. And pull tabs. Who doesn't like pull tabs? I remember when I was a kid. Now we're getting into a pull tab story. My sister would do dance class in Hornell, New York, and dance class was right above the club that my parents belonged to, the Hornell Association. And they would have pull tabs for 25 cents at the Hornell Association. I thought it was so cool. I would have a Coke, a bowl of popcorn, and pull tabs. I know, you're probably saying, who was this kid's parents? But no, they are great parents, and it was always a fun time. And I remember the smoky Hornell Association and the bowl of popcorn and the pull tabs. And the pull tabs, by the way, if you see the pull tabs, you're close to the BEN tent. It's very close to us. I saw it today when I was going out to do my walk around here at the Erie County Fair. 803-0930, star 930, on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We have Joe. Why was the turkey trot? We talked to Daniel Roberts, the first segment of the show, and she was talking about the turkey trot. And it's an 8K. Now, I don't remember it being a 5K. So that's news to me if it ever was a 5K. But it is an 8K. It's just under 5 miles. And, guys, I'm telling you, with all the commotion going on, all the camaraderie, all the people cheering, you would run 3 miles and not even know you're running. Because there's so much to focus on. You got people dropping donut holes at you as you run under the bridge. Really, it is the most fun race, and I'm telling you, during the turkey trot, I've had more, what's the word I'm looking for? I've had more struggles. I don't have any struggles anymore in 5Ks, but there are some 5Ks that are more challenging just because, you know, there's nothing going on. They're boring, let's be honest. The 8, there's nothing boring about the turkey trot. There are people the entire route, like I said, flooding the streets, dropping donut holes, Santa's along the route every year. It's a fun, fun time. And like I said, you want to sign up now because it's $39 if you register today up till October 3rd. And that's the cheapest you're going to be able to get. The greatest start to Thanksgiving, the turkey trot. When we come back, we have from just across the street here at the Erie County Fair, we have the clerk, Mickey Kearns. It is Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, are we here? Are we on? Hello? Oh, okay. I can't hear myself. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm sorry about that, Tanner. That's really embarrassing. Tanner is here, and we have the clerk of Erie County, who's right across from us here at the Odyssey tent, Mickey Kearns. Mickey, welcome in.
Our outreach team here. We're in the marketplace. We're here to answer all your questions, DMV, passport, any outreach questions that you have. We're here to help. We got a team out here to really answer those questions. And of course, you get some free giveaways. I gave your son a coloring book.
And you know what? It's like, you know, I mean, he is in his coloring phase. When I left this morning, he and my wife, well, my wife wasn't, she was just observing. He was painting. So he is in his color painting phase right now.
Joe, it's what I like about that coloring book. It's educational. Yesterday, we had our Purple Heart ceremony, and we honored 15 of our Purple Heart veterans down at Old County Hall. We are up to nearly 600 veterans. We're hoping to get a monument in front of Old County Hall next year for our Purple Heart veterans. But they learn about the flag. They learn about our country, America. And I think that's important for our young people.
Yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, I saw your stand over there. Right behind you is a collector's card place. And I have to make sure that I don't bring my money to the Surrey County Fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Or I'll be in there. They had a Bruce Smith card.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I asked if they had a Virginia Tech Bruce Smith card, and they
right.
didn't. But they have Bruce Smith. They have a bunch of old Sabre cards. So I'm going to come see you guys, but I got to stay away from that booth behind
Joe,
you.
Joe, I was a baseball card collector, and I was just going through some cards. When I was collecting cards in those days, like I have a Ricky Henderson perfect, which would be graded a 10. It'd be worth about $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's probably worth a couple $100s. But, you know, I was a big card collector as a young man. I loved baseball. I still love baseball and the Bisons and the Yankees. And, you know, it's a great thing to bring your family out to the Buffalo Bisons. Anthony Sprague, the GM, and his team, they do a great job.
Yeah, you know, now our MLB teams are both struggling right now. The Mets and the Yankees are hitting a rough patch, but hopefully they pick it up before September.
Yes, no, and it's great. And you know what? It's great that people get an opportunity to come out to the fair and really just, you know, meet the vendors, meet people. And this is it. This is what Western New York's all about. We're going to be kicking into training camp and our Buffalo Bills. But the Erie County Clerk's Office is very busy. Our Auto Bureau, Joe, we just did something spectacular from the standpoint with the Real ID. Over 60,000 new renewals for the Real ID. So just think, if we looked at January and May of last year and we compared it, we did an extra 60,000 transactions.
Wow.
That's going to be great for Erie County. Our mortgage tax is through the roof. We just did our mid-year budget hearings. We are just doing financially. The Erie County Clerk's Office is just doing great. So we are the economic revenue driver for Erie County. Without us, Erie County would be in trouble.
They sure would be. And I have to get myself to the DMV because the picture of my license is still from when I was 16.
Yes, you got to make an appointment.
I'm 37 now. So
yes, even though you look young, you're a family man, make an appointment.
Yeah, I'm going
go to Erie.gov. And that's even going good. It's dying down a little bit, but we have so much going on. We're looking at a new location out in Tonawanda because of the volume. And we're actually looking at the possibility of having the first drive-through DMV, probably in New York State.
Now, Mickey,
drive-through
DMV, how long am I going to be sitting in my
You're
car?
You're not going to be. We're the quick transactions, so the renewals, plates. So we couldn't do the long ones, the ones where you got to come in. But I think we can do it. We're looking at it, Joe.
Look at this Paul Hamilton.
Oh,
look
my
at
God.
This.
2 minutes to Paul Hamilton because he needs a haircut. I love this. I love this, Paul.
He's looking at a sheriff's card.
I'm looking at a sheriff's card. I think I got the last sheriff's card under Sheriff Tom Higgins from South Buffalo.
Really?
I have one of the last ones because then they discontinued it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us, so the drive-thru, would this be at all locations? Where would we be doing the DMV
drive-thru? So we're specifically looking for a location. We're at the Sheridan Plaza, and with the University of Buffalo and the growth of the North Towns, we're adding a new outreach center at the Eastern Hills Mall. Our South Buffalo Outreach Center has been unbelievably popular. And we're going to be adding, probably after the fair, probably into September, we'll have an outreach center adjacent to the Eastern Hills Mall. So we're looking at the numbers, and our numbers are through the roof, which is good and positive. And I always wanted to look at a possibility of a drive-thru. So the clerk's office will be issuing what's called a request for proposal, an RFP. And we're hopeful that, you know, we can do it. Now, it's always good to dream and to have aspirations, but I think it's something we can accomplish with our new DMV.
What is, you know, I keep on asking you this, what is the future of the Eastern Hills location? I mean, work, I would guess, is starting there.
I'll tell you, I'm really impressed with them, you know, compared to other malls. They've really, you know, we have our facility there, which is a great facility. We have the Outreach Center. There's a couple other businesses there. Of course, you know, you have the the chicken wing place.
Duff's,
yeah. Which is awesome. I have to make a quick stop there once a month. But, you know, I think the plans are moving forward there. They're great, you know, they're really great managers for us. They're very responsive when we have our needs. But the point I was going to make is they have the density of putting everything together. If you go out, like, say, something to, like, to the McKinley Mall where everything is spread out, mm-hmm. they're still working on adjusting to the lack of retail and some of the other malls. Look, I think that's a crisis in Erie County. All of these malls and what the plans are. We know Douglas DeMaul has, you know, sort of stepped away from some of his projects out in Amherst, you know, dealing with, you know, the Amherst supervisor. So, you know, you talk about zombie properties. We got zombie malls.
But you said zombie. Now, I remember you came on Hardline for like 4 months in a row talking about zombie properties. What's going on with those? Are we
so
still
here's
seeing-
what we have right now. Believe it or not, we're doing quite well with there's two types of zombies. So if you're out and about, we want to know about your zombie complaint. If there's a vacant and abandoned property or a property that needs help, we work with a lot of municipalities. We work with code enforcement. But if it has a mortgage, and we'll do the research on it, we work with Western New York Law Center, then that's considered a mortgage zombie. Erie County right now is like the banks of when I was in Albany in 2016. If you get behind on your mortgage, or if you get behind on your taxes, everyone should pay their taxes. I'm not against that.
Right.
Do you know right now under the Erie County Tax Act, they charge you 18%. There is no payment plan. Mm. You cannot go on a payment plan if you get behind on your taxes. So you're a senior citizen. You lose a spouse. You lose a job. Something happens. I have a resolution before the legislature since January saying, listen, let's have a conversation about a payment plan. In Erie County, you cannot go on a payment plan until you go into foreclosure.
Oh, geez.
And they charge you 18%, and they budget about $18, $20 million a year, knowing that people are going to be behind on their taxes. So we got to lower it down from, you know, 18. They can, you know, petition Albany through a home rule, at least get it to 12%. But the big thing, Joe, is, which is disgraceful in Erie County, is we need a payment plan. We're supposed to be the city of good neighbors. We're supposed to be helping people. There are nearly 9,000 people that are behind on their taxes in Erie County, and they owe approximately $50 million to Erie County. And we can't collect that? I mean, there's something going wrong there. We got to get that done. And, you know, it's a priority of mine, and I'm going to continue to harp on it until something gets done.
You know, you talk about zombie properties in Erie County. Could you guys take over Niagara County and some of the zombie properties in Niagara Falls?
I tell you, you know, we could do whatever you want, but basically, you know, we've got we're the only clerk's office, and I love the Niagara County clerk. He's a great guy. Joe, I was just visiting him with him last week. He's a great guy. He's our Western Regional President. But we're the only clerk's office that does this in the state of New York, and that's from my assemblyman days. You know, I helped draft that legislation with my colleagues, and it's important because here's what I say. You not only buy the house, you buy the neighborhood.
Right.
And if, you know, people say, it's not important to me. You know when it's important to you? When it's the house next door to you. Then you're like, hey, can we get something done? What's going on? Why is this property vacant? So the best thing to do is, if you have a vacant and abandoned property, call us, 858-8864. I want to know about it. This is a politician who wants to know about your complaints, because I'm going to be meeting with the chief judge next week, Amy Martocci, a great lady and a great dad. And there's an expedited part of this. And sometimes there's some issues with the properties. Maybe someone's in a nursing home. We want to get these things moved through the process. Joe, you can't buy a house. There's no inventory in Erie County. Yep. There's no inventory.
There's no affordable inventory.
And Erie County is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, there's some people that owe Erie County $900,000 in back taxes.
Jeez.
Why? Why aren't they doing their jobs? You know, people want to talk about running around about Trump and this one and that one. Why don't you just do your job and stay home and worry about local issues because you're a local politician?
It would be nice if the county executive would stay in.
You said it,
county.
Not me.
Hey, that is Joe Beamer speaking. It would be nice if he stayed in Erie County. You know, again, he's got an open invite to walk across here and come on the show.
He was here on Wednesday. I know we didn't get a chance to talk, but I know he was here on Wednesday greeting people. So I think that's good. But come on, you're the leader of Erie County. We got some important legislation. We got some important things that needed to be done. There's over 6,000 people that are behind on their taxes in the city of Buffalo. So it's got to get done.
You don't
Joe.
Hear that in the mayoral race.
There's a lot of things that you don't hear about in that race. And I'm hopeful going forward. I know James and I know Senator Ryan, I hopefully will have a spirit dialogue and debate on those issues.
Well, you know, Mickey, a lot of people wanted to see your name in there. I know we're here to talk about the clerk's office.
I know. But look at Joe. Here's the thing.
I had to bring it up.
It's an honor. And, you know, we have some big things happening in the clerk's office. You know, it's always nice when people call you and want you to be part of something. I love the city of Buffalo. I'm a city of Buffalo resident. I was a common council member. I represented them in Albany. I do a lot. We work with their code enforcement officer. I was just in housing court for 396 Riley next to Jefferson Avenue, the tops in Jefferson Avenue. I take my time to do those things, to meet with the code enforcement officers and the judges. I love Buffalo. And, you know, I'm hopeful that we could get some of those things done that we need to get done. We're doing a software conversion. No one's done that in 25 years. It's like carrying around an old cell phone from 25 years ago. We're updating our software. We have a lot of big things doing. Look, we made it through. We don't get credit in the clerk's office. Not me. I'm saying my staff. We made it through some crisis. We made it through Real ID. I told you, over 60,000 more license renewals.
Right.
And our staff, everything is operating at a high level. They do a great job. You know, we were the surplus of Erie County during COVID. Governor Cuomo wanted to shut us down, and we stayed open. We did curbside service. We help people in so many ways. So I think, you know, why it was flattering. And, yes, I did have some interest. In the end, I'm going to stay where I'm at. And I'm still a City of Buffalo resident, and I will hold whoever the new mayor is accountable. Our current acting mayor got a great relationship with them. Believe me, when I wanted something and I text him or call him, he would get right back to me. He was very responsive. So, you know, it'll be a shame, but it's time to move forward. I was hoping he would go to the end, to be honest.
So I have to say this about Mayor Scanlon and Mayor Byron Brown. I mean, they anytime I texted either of them, they would come on the air. They would get me the answer to a question, just like you guys always do in your office. I mean, you guys are transparent. If I needed something,
right.
Mickey, I could text you at 11 at night, and I know you'd get back at me. You know what I mean? Like, and Chris Scanlon, Mayor Scanlon's been the same. Mayor Byron Brown was the same. It is really, I'm telling you, disappointing that people like Sean Ryan and Mark Poloncarz don't want to talk, only want to talk to people who 100% favor them and ignore everybody else. That is really discouraging.
There's a lot of tough questions. You know, I said this, when you represent people, you know, people say, I run on different lines. I'm a Democrat. I run on the Republican, the conservative line. I have an office, it's a, you know, ministerial office, meaning I really don't do any policy. But I think it's important. And like Byron Brown, I'll tell you a story about him. I drove him crazy when I was on the Common Council. And, you know, my sister worked for the mayor. And when she just retired recently, my sister Joanne, he said to me, and he was honest about it, he's like, a lot of people wanted me to fire your sister, but I said, no. I mean, this is what government's about. I could still call Mayor Brown up, and he could still call me, even after I ran against him. It's like sports.
Right.
We still were friends. I was tough on him. I mean, believe me, I was tough on him when I was on the council, but then I became a partner when I went to Albany, and I represented Buffalo, and I wanted to make sure that Buffalo was okay, and Board of Ed, and, you know, we got him funding. So, you know, but Mayor Brown today, if he walked up here today, he would shake my hand and smile. He's that type of guy. Buffalo is in rough shape. They just got downgraded by their bond rating. I really do think that Buffalo needs a drastic change in leadership, meaning, you know, some of the old-time things that have been done over the years, and it was exciting. Housing is a huge issue. People can't get housing in Buffalo. And affordable housing. Joe, my wife and I, we're looking for a house right now. There's no houses in Buffalo. Mm-mm. There's no houses. And people are overpaying. So whoever the new mayor is, they have a really big job. But taxes are huge. And the cost of government is going up. So once again, I think whoever you are as an elected official, listen, there's people at the Buffalo News that I don't want to call sometimes, but you got to call them back. Yeah. You got to listen. You know, they're biased. And you got to listen to their questions, and you got to answer. And that's what our jobs are as elected officials. It shouldn't be about taking sides. It should be about doing the people's business.
For sure, for sure. Mickey, you know, we're at the fair now. Are you going to be here a few more days?
My team is going to be here every single day till the end. I'm either going to come back tonight. My dad was a fireman. I know they're honoring the buff or the volunteer firemen tonight. But all fire, whether volunteer or professional, first responders are so important. So I may come back tonight, but probably Sunday for our veterans. And I'll be here like all week. But you know, I obviously am. You know, I'm running the DMVs, and we're doing other things too. We have going on. You know, that software conversion through Tyler, it's a big deal. We're going to be the first county department to upgrade our software system. And, you know, that's going to be a big deal. We're going to the cloud. We're really modernizing our data so people can get access to county clerk information. It's the people's data, and I want to make sure that it's open and transparent.
So what is, when you're here, your favorite fair food?
My favorite fair food, oh man, there's too many. I love the French fries. I know that's not good. I just love the French fries. I love the smoothies too. I'm sort of pretty, you know, pretty dull. I love pizza.
Yeah.
And Chevetta's. Oh my God.
The Chevetta's
is just out of control.
I got to try the wood fired pizza while I'm here.
I love pizza too. I know.
I'm lucky. I'm here every day but Saturdays during the fair. You think you're boring. I like blooming onions. That's about it.
Oh my God.
And it was supposed to be today, but I don't have the funds today to get it because I left my wallet at home. So Monday.
I'll lend you the money.
No.
Listen,
no.
If I was Erie County, I'd charge you 18% on that, Joe.
No.
You think the mafia's bad. The usury rate in Erie County is above that. It's 16%. Come on, I'll lend you the money, Joe. Need some money?
No. Monday will be blooming onion day, and okay. I love a good blooming onion. They make them the best at the fair.
I know, and I love chicken. Chevetta's is awesome. I love smoothies. My wife has a smoothie shop, so I love smoothies. I drink a lot of smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
Try to stay in shape. And, you know, here's the one thing that's important. And this is another serious thing that we're not looking at in Erie County is, you know, Erie County is rated one of the least healthy counties in New York State.
I'm glad you said it, yeah.
And if you can come out here and go for a walk and walk around and get your 10,000 or 7,000 steps in, even though it's hot and warm, that's another thing that we really need to look at. You know, the cost of what we're paying as a county for health care. Mm-hmm. These costs are going up. We want our people to be healthier and to live longer. And Phil Habestrom from the city of Buffalo, he used to really advocate for this. And we used to say, Phil and I, God rest his soul, that Erie County was rated 60th. 60th, not in a good way, out of 62 counties. Phil would say, you know, I want to win the Super Bowl, but I'd like to be the healthiest county in New York State. So, you know, we've been working. We do carotid artery screenings. We work with Catholic Health. We do blood pressure screenings at the DMV, believe it or not. We'll be scheduling that. We'll let you know so we can let people know come in. But, I mean, we had a woman come in. I mean, we saved her life with the carotid artery screening. So, Joe, we're doing a lot for people, and that's what it's all about. Government is about the people and serving the people.
One question from our text board.
Sure.
Volkswagen Vortsburg text board says, can you ask Mickey Kearns how to file an Article 78 against the permit office and sheriff's department?
Sure. Yeah, you could get an attorney. You can file an Article 78. So what an Article 78 is, you have to exhaust all your administrative remedies. So I filed them in the past when I was in the state assembly. So if there's something that you want to do, you could file that paperwork. We are the clerk. I am the clerk of the courts. We accept that at the clerk's office. You first, though, have to make sure that you go through all your administrative functions first. You have to exhaust all your administrative options first. After you do that, you can file that Article 78 and get a hearing. And it will go before a judge, and you can get a result. Either will win or not win. But don't think you could just file it right away. You have to, you know, try. You've asked every way to do this, say on a FOIL possibly, then you could do it that way.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, not only answering my questions, answering your textbook questions. Mickey, thank you so much.
Joe, thank you. Are you sure? I only charge like Erie County 18%.
No, I am good. It was not purposely left behind.
I know. We're just kidding. I'm not lending Joe any money today. I don't want anyone calling in saying that I'm trying to lend him money.
No. Mickey, great seeing you, man.
Great seeing you, Joe. Hey, have fun the rest of the week. And please come out to the fair and have a great time.
Yes, and you can see Mickey's office, and 50 feet away is the tent. So you don't have to walk that far to see both of us. I'll be back after the news with Brayton on WBEN.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Oh, what a great song and a great video. But Huey Lewis stuck with you. You know, I was telling Tanner, the day of my wedding, I posted this music video on my Facebook page. And when I hear it, it makes me think of my wedding. And, it was, you know, it's a beautiful day, right? You're just getting started, right? You're committing to this life together. Little do you realize that is the no, I'm just kidding. I was going to say that's the peak of the marriage. No, I'm obviously kidding. It depends. Some people would say it's the peak of the marriage, but no, obviously, you know, I'm very happy. Today after the show, going to go home and take my son to a playground. There is a playground at the end of the Clarence Center bike path that we discovered on Sunday. Nice little walk, you know. I got to walk after sitting here at the fair. Get out, walk, and then he can play around the playground. And, you know, we get an hour both way. It's good for both of us. 8030930 story. I don't know why I told that story. It was on the top of my mind, and it came out. 8030930 star 930. So we talked about a lot today. Turkey Trot registration is open. Make sure you go and sign up for the YMCA Turkey Trot. It's only been open for 3 hours and 41 minutes, and there's already over 500 people registered. They do cap it at 1,400. I'll be there. Believe me, I'm signing up, and right now you get it for $39. So make sure you sign up and get yourself in for the greatest kickoff to Thanksgiving. Also, it is Firefighters Day here at the Erie County Fair. There'll be a flyover tonight at 7, and we had Tony and Larry here discussing all the stuff that the volunteer fire departments in Western New York and Erie County do, and, you know, the training and everything. And hey, if you think it might be for you, or, you know, you you have an idea you want to do it, but might not feel that you can do it. Hey, like Tony said, sign up, get a feel for it. So that is today at the Erie County Fair, and then we talked with Erie County Clerk Nikki Kearns, who is right across the walkway from us. There is the marketplace, and that's where all the county offices are. You've got the clerk's office, the Department of Health, the county executive, allegedly. Everyone but the sheriff's office. The sheriffs are behind us here at the in the New York Lotto building. So come by, say hi. Like I said, I'll be here today till 3, so for a few more minutes. And then Sunday I'll be here 10 to noon, and then all next week 1 to 3. Don't forget, Dominic Cortese, Hammer Time, will be live from the fair tomorrow. So if you want to come by and see Dominic, make sure you stop by and say hi for Hammer Time tomorrow, 10 to 12, live from the Erie County Fair. And we've got the Plinko set up. $1 to the SPCA gets you a chance to win some really cool prizes. So that is what's going on here. And like I said, I love the fair. And I've done a complete 180, as you know. I used to make fun of people who would make a whole 2 weeks out of the fair and go every day. But I get it now. As someone who, you know, this will be the second year in a row I'm doing 10 of 12 days, there's a lot to do. It's a huge blueprint here on the Hamburg Fairgrounds. And if this is your thing, make sure you get out here and check it out. Like I said, we only got a few minutes, 803-0930, star 930. If you want to comment on anything you heard from any of our guests today, you can also send us a text at 803-0930. And, you know, we're heading into the weekend, and I mentioned my son when we got back from break. So, as I've mentioned, I am not a big preseason football fan, right? The hype over preseason football, I'm sorry. I can't wait till Sunday Night Football at the stadium against the Ravens. Everything else, usually, I just like, don't get hurt, right? Now, yeah, I'll follow if there's a player that no one thought would do anything who has a chance of making the team. You know, last year with Joe Andreessen. I mean, I love those stories. Don't get me wrong. But I usually give away my tickets to the preseason game. I'm not a big I think the preseason should be one game, right? You can do a month of training camp, one preseason game. We don't need three games. Anyway, so tomorrow the Bills play the Giants at home. It's the only preseason game, the last preseason game at Highmark Stadium. We're starting to hit these last events at Highmark Stadium. And again, I wouldn't usually go, but I'm going to go tomorrow and bring my son. It's Kids Day, because I'm not going to bring him to a regular season game at this age. So go tomorrow for the first quarter, take a picture of him in the seats I've had for a long time, and you'll just get some, have him enjoy the walk around the stadium. They've got kids prices on some concessions. So I'm looking forward to it. Like, I know it's to a lot of people, it probably just seems stupid. But like, to me, just be able to say, hey, you know, he did take in an experience at the stadium I grew up in, I think it's cool, and I'm really looking forward to that. Tomorrow, like I said, usually I ignore the preseason as much as I can. I mean, Josh Allen's not playing tomorrow. Mitch Trubisky's going to get a majority of the snaps. And then Mike White, who I forgot was even on the team. You may see, you know, Ray Davis will be out there. But and he'll be fun to see in action. But it's really just a glorified practice inside the stadium that has the feel of a game somewhat, right? That's pretty much what the preseason is. So, again, I think the preseason should be one game, but tomorrow, for the first time in a long time, going to a not giving away my ticket, actually going to a preseason game. And, you know, there is so much going on this weekend. It's a very Buffalo weekend. You've got the fair, obviously, continuing to go. You've got the Bills preseason game, the last preseason game at Highmark Stadium. The Goo Goo Dolls are in town this weekend, so this is a very Buffalo weekend, and it's going to be beautiful weather. I mean, today it's absolutely gorgeous outside, and we're going to continue to see that over the weekend. And, you know, again, I love summer. I'm never wishing summer away, but let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, it's the end is near, right? You've got the fairs going on. You've got preseason football going on. That's, you know, that is the beginning of the end of summer in Western New York. I mean, you're going to have, if you don't already, have pumpkin spice drinks coming out. Always upsets me how quickly those come out. And, you know, the days are starting to get shorter. But this weekend's going to be absolutely beautiful. 87 tomorrow, 89 on Sunday, 89 on Monday. So be outside. Enjoy it. Get all you can in, if it's here at the fair, if it's at the Bills game, if it's at a concert, if it's just enjoying your home, enjoying the beauty of your yard. Maybe you got a new deck this year and you want to just enjoy that. Maybe you got a pool. Get the grill going. Just do summer stuff, summery stuff, because very soon you're going to be complaining how you can't feel your toes. Okay, very soon it's going to be cold and you're going to have to put a layer on before you walk out the door. You can't just flip on the flip-flops to walk the dog, right? So let's enjoy it. Again, I'm not wishing summer away, but the Turkey Trot registration opened up. The clock is ticking. Winter is almost here, and we've got to make sure that we get as much as we can. There's a lot of great things about Western New York. There's also a lot of things that we can sit here and complain about and do on a regular basis. But there's a lot of great things about Western New York. And one of those things is summer, the greatest summers in the USA. I don't travel much in the summer. Why? I want to take it all in. Take it all in. Enjoy it. So this is the weekend to do so. You got so many Buffalo things going on and just excuses to be outside and take all this in. Again, don't forget, Dominic Cortez will be at this booth tomorrow, 10 to noon for Hammer Time. I'll be at this booth Sunday, 10 to noon for Hardline. And then next week, back to the schedule that we did this week with me, 1 to 3, live here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And keeping an eye on a lot of things countywide, statewide, and nationwide. And, you know, again, we are right across from the county offices here at the fair. Maybe the county executive makes his way over for an interview one day next week. We will have someone from the fair every day at 1:30, as we've been doing. And so maybe he walks over and tells us what it is he's doing here. The health department's across the way as well. Maybe we get an interview with them. I wouldn't hold my breath. I wouldn't bet on it. But obviously we're trying. You know, I was here early today. I walked around to see if there was anyone over there that wanted to come on. Obviously we had Mickey, which was great. And a lot of great stuff the clerk's office is doing. Interested to see the drive-through DMV. Because, you know, Mickey and his team have done a lot of things to try to make the DMV better, to make it easier to access, the wait time not as long. They've done a lot of great things, okay? So I'm not putting it past Mickey. So it'll be very interesting to see the drive-through DMV. Because, like I said, I am still walking around with a license picture from when I was 16, okay? And I finally was told, this time around, when your license expires September 19th, 2025, you need to go in for the picture. You can't renew this online. We need a new picture. You can't get away with the 16-year-old picture anymore. So I'm going to have to be, in the next month, I'm going to have to make an appointment and actually be at the DMV. And hopefully I get to sign up, I get there, my time, they snap the picture. I could walk in with my own picture, but they make you know, use their equipment. Walk in there, take a quick picture, and out. All right? I know you're going to take $100 from me. Please don't take 3 hours from me. That's all I ask. Take my $100 for the license. Don't take my time. Right? That is the mindset when going through DMV. Again, Mickey and his team have done a lot of great things to try to speed things up. And again, it's all about 100% better than it was 10 years ago. I'm just saying, let's be honest. If we are just being honest, we do all dread the DMV, right? Not as much as traffic court, but we do dread when we have to go and exchange paperwork, or, you know, maybe you don't want to pay for your vanity license anymore. Whatever it is, whatever brings you into the DMV. And you know, you have to set some time aside. 803-0930, star 930 if you got a last-minute comment here. or on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. You know, back to talking about summer coming to an end. Again, the fair, it's a great time. It's a great event. People look forward to it all year. But for a lot of people, it marks the end of summer, right? This is the beginning of the end. And as someone pointed out on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, the grocery store already has Halloween candy out. And I noticed this with the Reese's pumpkins at the register at Walgreens yesterday. I almost was tempted to buy one. I didn't. I held strong. But, yeah, you've already got the Halloween candy out. And at certain stores, Hobby Lobby, you have Christmas stuff already out on the shelves. So, again, we want to enjoy it. We want to be out in the summer, right? We want to be out in this weather. If you're a boater, you want to be on your boat in the lake. But the fair, Turkey Trot registration, the first Bills preseason game, this is all just a sign of things coming to an end. And for the teachers out there, you're starting to hear teachers going to orientation, getting their classrooms ready, all that stuff. Tanner, I don't know if my screen's working. So if you're trying to communicate, oh, wait a minute. My screen is working. Thanks to everyone back in the studio, by the way. We are joined, because there's no better way to kick off your weekend than with this guy, Mr. Tom Bowerly. Tom, how are you doing on this Friday?
Well, Joe, it's Friday, and it's awesome, so quite well, but you're kind of a buzzkill talking about what's coming here in a couple of months.
It's, we started the show talking about the Turkey Trot registration, and I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I know, but it just seems like we need to enjoy beautiful weather when it is here. Like, for example, yes, if you were in Niagara Falls, you would want to enjoy some beautiful weather. So, Joe, did you have a chance to listen to the show yesterday at all, or were you tied up?
I listened to your first hour, and then I was doing the wolf tent, yep, at Darien Lake.
Well, hey, look, the first hour was incredibly forgettable and kind of painful, not going to lie.
I've never found any of your show to be forgettable, Tom, but go on.
Oh, sometimes they are. But we talked about Niagara Falls and how to rejuvenate Niagara Falls, and we had some incredible callers and some phenomenal ideas. And, you know, that travel writer, and I have yet to read his complete report because I didn't want to be biased by what he had to say, so I still haven't read it, but he prefers Niagara Falls, New York to Niagara Falls, Ontario. And again, I think Niagara Falls, Ontario is very schlocky. Niagara Falls, New York could really be something special. And a lot of people, including myself, I might add, had some tremendous ideas on how to bring Niagara Falls to life. Is that possible, Joe?
Someone has to actually start it, Tom. You know, anything's possible. You got a gift there in a tourist attraction, but someone actually needs to get the start.
Well, you know what? Things tend to happen with synergy. And one of the examples that I cited yesterday, Joe, was North Tonawanda. There was a time North Tonawanda was perceived as this this dormant, decaying, hey, there's a tavern on every corner. They're all in the neighborhood with nothing to do. It was dead. And over the course of the past 15 years or so, North Tonawanda has become kind of a destination in the summertime between the Gateway Concert Series and, of course, the Riv all year round and the restaurants and bars which have opened up in that area. North Tonawanda is really a great example for any place that wants to revivify how you do it.
You're absolutely correct. I love North Tonawanda, and every time I'm there, you're like, okay, we have to go back next time and do the igloos in the winter, or we have to go to this. I like a lot of the cover bands they have at the Riv, Tom. You're right. I mean, they've done a great job in North Tonawanda.
Well, they really have, and don't tell me that Niagara Falls couldn't take a page from North Tonawanda. And something else that came up yesterday, Joe, drone shows. Everybody loves drone shows. Every single night of the tourist season, there should be a drone show in Niagara Falls. You want to talk about bringing people? You probably should do it before the Canadians rip off the idea.
Yeah, for sure. I love that idea. I mean, so many people, they're still talking about the show downtown last weekend. So, yeah, 100%. Give people a reason to keep on coming back.
Well, you know, it's all fun until the drones start bombing you. Then things get real.
It's a different kind of show.
I suppose it is. I'm just thinking about the face of that North Korean soldier photographed by the drone. Never mind.
Ah, yes, yes. Well, Tom, I cannot wait to get my weekend started with some Tom Bowerly. Always the best way to do it.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. I can't wait to proceed on the air and talk to people.
All right. He is Tom Bowerly, and luckily, he's in a studio. So he is up next after the news with Brayton Wilson. Thank you so much to Danielle Roberts from the YMCA, to Tony and Larry from the Volunteer Firemen's Commission. Did I get that right? Authority? The volunteer firemen, Larry and Tony, that were here, and to Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Tom Bowerly is up next after the news. I'll talk to you Sunday at 10 live from the fair on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funny as a meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.